Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.
Welcome to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Steve is the founder of Financial Solutions for Business, the author of the Ultimate Business Owner Plan, and certified exit planning advisor. He uses his 25 years of working with successful business owners and interviews with top advisors and successful business owners to help baby boomer business owners create the business and the life they have always dreamed of. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you again, Spike. Welcome back to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show. I'm Steve Beatty, and we are joined now by Dan Yount. Dan is helps mid-sized businesses achieve their goals as their chief financial officer. The title of his topic today is Exit Preparation to Win in a Buyer's Market. Dan, thanks for being on the show. How are you?
Steve, I'm great. Thank you very much for having me. It's an honor.
Oh, well, great. Well, we appreciate it. I love your background and your story, and I think you've got a lot of value to be able to deliver to exactly our listeners who are owners of mid-sized businesses. So why don't you start with a little bit of your background? Take your time, because you've got a very interesting and storied background of how you've helped these mid-sized businesses.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words. You know, for the last 25 years, I've really been doing just that. I've worked with a variety of businesses in a number of different vertical domains. And I've really become, pretty skilled at working at a business, looking at it, looking at some key metrics, and finding where's the profit leaks. Oftentimes, business owners that I've met with find a situation where they know their product and they know how to sell, and often their top line is going pretty well, and they're having a difficult time generating profit. And there's lots of little places that there's profit leaks, and so I've spent a lot of time doing that. I was with a document management software company where I started with working with a couple of partners, helping them on that very problem. Later became their CFO, bought into the company, became president, and then led a successful transition to sold to a strategic software company. We did that in about the last year. Prior to that, I also founded a company at one point in time. It was an ERP software company in Nebraska, which is a great personal experience. I had to go out and raise equity money in a time that was very difficult to raise equity money. And in the course of that, received a patent for innovative technologies and ran that for about 10 years. And over all that time, I've had titles of CFO, COO, President, CEO. But really, my whole focus has been, how do we grow the value of the company? How do we make it a better place to work? And I found if you invest in the team and you make it a better place to work, you just harness all that power you have in an organization. And they take care oftentimes of coming up with where are the profit problems and how do we take care of customers. You know, before all that, I did spend a little bit of time in commercial nuclear power with public companies. Yeah, educationally, I've got a BS and an MBA and an unfinished PhD, which I think we at this point will remain unfinished, but that was an interesting journey. I've been in Nevada since January after we sold the company and I was done with transition with the new buyer. I came to the Las Vegas Valley. It had been a long-term goal of my wife and mine to land here in the Valley of the Sun, as we think of it, so we're delighted to be here.
Well, we certainly like you ripping off the moniker of Phoenix that way, and we're very glad that you decided to come here. We think it's a pretty great place. But talk about what you're doing now. Talk about now that you've sold your last enterprise and you're here in Las Vegas. Tell me about your organization and the things that you're doing and your ideal clients and what makes you guys unique.
Sure. Well, when I came to Las Vegas, I had decided I wanted to go back working with mid-sized businesses and doing what I had done for so long and really had a love for of how could I help business owners. And I met some people in Phoenix who had a firm, B2B CFO. And I was really intrigued by their values, which were very lined up very much with mine. And so I joined the firm as a partner. B2B CFO, they were founded in 1987, and that makes them the largest outsourced CFO firm in the country. They're also the biggest, and they've been on Inc.'s 500 fastest growing company for 4 years in a row. So, you know, that told me this is a substantial group that I can bring clients into. We're a national organization. We've got about 220 plus partners across the United States, all very seasoned. And that adds a lot of value to my clients, because when I don't know something, and there's, Steve, there's a lot of things I don't know, I have over 200 really smart people I can reach out to. So the client gets the value of the entire firm, not just any individual practitioner. And we think that's really a good thing to help add value. One thing about B2B CFO, they've written three books that Forbes, CNN, Money, CFO Magazine, others have all spoken very highly of. One of them is called The Danger Zone, which is written to business owners, for business owners. And when I read that, it was the last 25 years of my life, because it's stories of struggles business owners often face in developing strong growth plans and you know, achieving the kind of money and cash they need in the business. Another one, is which is timely to today, is called The Exit Strategy Handbook. CNN Money has called that the expert guide to selling a business, and CFO Magazine just featured that in August, in August edition. So we offer a lot of resources and experience to a client. What I do is really try to improve the lives of a business owner. And I do that by looking at the business, listening to their goals, looking at the numbers, and then coming up with some suggestions and strategies that often are, frankly, not real complicated, but they're things the owner doesn't see day to day. Think about this, Steve. Somebody starts a business because they're really good at something, and that's normally product or sales or generally both. And oftentimes the business suffers profit problems because of lack of processes or procedures or infrastructure or incorrect numbers or not the right metrics being measured. And some of those things we can put in place. One of the things business owners love about B2B CFOs, there's no contracts. Everything I do is with a handshake. And our job, my job, is to add value to the client. And when I quit adding value, I expect to be fired. A perfect candidate, the kind of people I like best to work with, is a business owner really of any size who wants to grow and knows that he needs to do better and isn't quite sure what it is that he needs to do, he or she needs to do to accomplish that. And that's the kind of situation I really enjoy being involved in. And I think I can add a lot of value. There's a lot of psychic income to me, Steve, by just being able to help a business owner achieve some major goals, take some roadblocks out of the way, and create more value for the organization.
No, that's a great description, Dan, and I think that absolutely positions you as a unique resource. So you talk about that you give insights and tips and strategies, and that's really where we focus is providing those for our listeners. So think about that middle market baby boomer business owner, and what tips and strategies and precautions come to mind for those folks.
Well, I think the first one, because that's a very insightful question there, Steve. I think the first one is the business owner has to maintain their role as what we call a finder. One of the things we say at B2B CFO is that there are really three types of people in your organization without regard to the org chart. And there's finders, which are the visionaries. That's the owner, person who moves the business forward and moves the value forward. There's managers, we call minders, and then there's the people that execute work day to day. It's so common for a business owner to get drug into the management minder role. And that tends to happen at a 5 to 10 year point in a business's history, sometimes a little bit later. But when the owner quits being a finder is when trouble, the seeds of trouble with cash and growth and earnings starts to be created. So that's the number one thing that I always look at. Is the owner the finder or is the owner the manager? And I urge all owners to stay out of that role of management. Find good people to manage the details. The second thing that I encourage owners to look at is that you've got to have the right metrics. You don't need a P&L every day. You don't need all that accounting information. You need that probably once a month. But every day there's some key metrics you need to see about the business. And they should be around cash and sales. And I counsel business owners, if you don't have a pulse of cash and sales every day, you may not be as connected to things as you need to be, because those are two things that go in the ditch awful quickly in a small privately held business. And so one of the things I do is I can help people create those with systems that are easy to do. You don't need a lot of people. You don't need necessarily a lot of fancy software, but you need to be focused on a few key metrics. And the third tip I would give is that on that topic of exit preparation, if you are thinking at all about an exit, you need to start early. And I think to your last guest comment was absolutely right. You should really be running your business as if you're going to sell it. And even if you never sell or exit, what we find is businesses become run much better and they become much more profitable when you begin to run your business as if you're going to put it on the market for sale.
Yeah, and I go back to one of my super mentors, Michael Gerber, who in the E-Myth talked about that and said the only reason for starting a business is to create a business that's saleable. Now, he didn't necessarily mean that you had to sell it, but if a business could be sold, that means that it has value outside of the owner. That means that you could franchise it, you could replicate it, you could be an absentee owner and just benefit from it, or you could pass it on to the next generation or sell it to a third party. But starting with that, and wherever you're at, if you've been in business 10 years or 10 months, starting with that focus of I want to create a business that could be sold is the single best thing that you can do for your business, in my opinion. So I agree with you wholeheartedly, Dan.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. I give Gerber's book to a lot of business owners and tell them if you haven't read it, you need to.
Yeah,
it's just fundamental. Absolutely.
So from your standpoint, when you're doing it from a formal process and helping business owners, you know, how long does this preparation take and what does it cost?
Well, generally, that will differ from business to business, depending on the size, complexity of the organization. But generally, if you're looking at an exit preparation, you should be looking at 2 to 3 years. And I know sometimes owners get to a point where they said, 2 to 3 years, I'm going to sell this thing. But the fact is that we're at a point in time where we're going from about something under 10,000 business deals being closed a year, that's closed deals, to 300,000 businesses that are going on the market. It's a tsunami, and it is it's a phenomenon that has never before occurred anywhere in the world during history.
Absolutely not.
And so it takes 2 to 3 years. And in that time, the owner needs to be focused on continuing to grow value, because you got to keep the business on the upswing. when the business tails off sales and earnings. That's the number one deal killer.
Right.
And then while the owner focuses on that, we put a success team together to take care of all the details, all those management.
Who should be on that team?
Well, it requires a CPA. You should have a tax attorney. You need a wealth advisor. You're going to need potentially an assessor. You need an M&A attorney. You may need a separate business attorney. You need a business coach in many cases. You're going to need a team manager. That's often the role we fulfill. And you need your key staff involved before the sale because you need them involved.
A lot of people fear that. A lot of people don't want their key staff to know that they're going to consider exit because they're afraid that they're going to run for the hills. How do you address that?
Well, it's a real fear, and I faced that myself when we put our business on the market. But what we realized was this, that in order for an owner to sell a business, the owner has to be expendable. The owner has to be in a position where they walk away and the business continues to operate profitably. And that's going to be through the team that's left. And in many cases, what owners want is the ability to walk away or partially walk away. So the only way you really can achieve that is bringing the staff on board. Oftentimes you do that by offering a bonus to them upon successful transaction. And you need to get the advice of registered people on how you do that so you keep it within the security laws. But
yeah,
there's nothing
absolutely
wrong with bonusing your staff and making them part of the solution. And when you make them part of the solution, then they won't be part of the problem.
Dan, that's great, great info. We're just reaching the end of our time together here, and I know that we could spend a lot more time. So I'm hoping that you'll come back and spend some more time with some of your thoughts and ideas. What's the best way for people to get in touch with you, or how do you suggest that you work with our listeners if they're interested?
Well, they can give me a call. My phone is 702-275-8808. Or they can go to my website, which is www.danyountcfo.com.
That's simple to remember, danyountcfo.com. Or the phone number is 702-275-8808. And I saw that you're willing to do some free analysis for people up front.
Absolutely. I provide a free, what we call a discovery analysis. It's no charge, no obligation. It's a deep dive into the business. We look at a couple years of financials. It takes me 8 to 12 hours to do,
wow,
and we deliver a report and recommendation with no obligation.
Wow, that's very very generous of you, Dan. I appreciate that. So thanks again for being on the show. And again, we look forward to having you back in the future.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Have a great day.
Hey, you have a great weekend. Once again, that was Dan Yount from B2B CFO, Dan Yount, DanYount.com. And he offers a discovery analysis, $1,600 value, absolutely free. I would 100% get in touch with them. So we're going to take another quick break. You're going to want to stay tuned. We've got mergers and acquisitions. Grizzled veteran, one of the top mergers and acquisitions attorneys in the country, Bob Anderson, on next, who's going to talk about what it really takes to be one of those 20 to 30% that actually successfully exit your business. So stay tuned through the commercial, and we'll be right back with Bob Anderson.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Please visit ultimatebusinessowner.com to contact Steve for more tips, strategies, and precautions to help you create the business and the life you have always dreamed of. Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.